This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklands Radio.
I'm delighted to welcome Kerry Ellis into the Just Women studio. It's lovely to have you on the programme, Kerry.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, lovely to have you here. So could you just tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to be doing what you're doing today as a stylist and image consultant?
Yes, okay. So what I do is I help people with their wardrobes. So I really have a passion for helping people to have wardrobes that work, is what I say. So whether you're working, whether you're socialising, whether you're out for the evening, whatever you're doing, your clothes and your wardrobe should really work for you. And it doesn't mean spending thousands. It doesn't mean having designer wardrobes. It means having clothes that really fit you, suit you in terms of colours and styles, that you can put together easily, having a capsule wardrobe so you don't have to have lots in the wardrobe, but that really works for you and feels like you as well. So it expresses what's on the inside but on the outside of you. So I've got a passion for doing it. My background is marketing. So after university, I went into the marketing world and actually was in financial services marketing. So it wasn't the most interesting kind of marketing. But what I do now, I consider, is sort of personal marketing. So it's telling your own story through the sort of clothes that you wear. So I talk personal branding is the sort of jargon, if you like, and I go in and I do workshops for organisations about personal branding for their staff and help people in the business world, and then I also help people one-to-one, everyday people from all walks of life and all ages, men and women, to really look good, feel good and present their best version of them, really.
And you are a fantastic advert, I must say.
Thank you very much. You are, because walking advert. I will be honest, I said to Graham, I was very casually dressed today and I happened to be scanning. I thought,
I made
a bit of a change because I felt it was appropriate. Looking at you, I'm glad I did. You look beautiful. Your colours are lovely. Your hair, everything about you kind of says style, which is great because that's what you do.
Absolutely.
Sometimes, you know, we have had some ladies and they don't quite do that image. So you'd give me kind of, how can I say, confidence that if you can turn out looking like that, so could I.
Yeah.
So that's a good first step.
Thank you very much. Yes. That's very kind of you to say that. And it is really about, you know, being you, not being, you know, I know there's no formula to this. So it is about being you and expressing your own self and wearing the clothes you like to wear, but just making sure they're in the right colours and styles that flatter and that are going to work for what you spend your life doing. So, you know, if you're out working all day long, you need more work clothes. If you're out of home or whatever, you need more home clothes. So whatever it is you're doing, your wardrobe needs to work for you. So I guess, you know, I've been doing this now for 12 and a half years and I just absolutely love helping people, and that's what it feels like I'm doing all day long.
Yes.
So it's just absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. There's a fulfillment about you, which is, it's great to see. I mean, that is the most unusual dress, but it looks lovely on you. It really does suit you. The cut, everything about you. Mind you have got the figure to go with
it, which she has.
You know, obviously I'm not jealous of that at all. but it, you know, it does really suit you, and you've got, you know, the jewellery that you're wearing as well. Lovely.
Thank you.
And I'm sure that isn't just for our studio. I imagine that's you all the time.
I've always liked doing it. I have to be honest, I've always liked clothes. And I enjoy the sort of getting ready and putting it all together, which is why I like helping other people to do it, because I recognise for some people that's not easy. Mm. So if you put me in a kitchen and ask me to cook, that's when I'm out of my comfort zone, okay? Can't do anything in a kitchen, ask my children or my husband. But so I understand for some people that getting up in the morning and choosing clothes and getting dressed is a chore and they don't enjoy doing it, whereas I love it. So I'm really happy to help people in the bit that I can help, and help them have a wardrobe that really sort of works for them.
And there are so many women out there who don't have any confidence.
Yeah,
they go
completely
out shopping and they'll take everything home, they'll take it all back the next day.
Yeah.
They don't have the confidence, and it's but they won't reach out for help, but some of them they should, shouldn't they?
Because it's honestly, I mean, a lot of people I think have this impression that people that do what I do, sort of an image consultant or stylist, can be a bit sort of fashionista types, and I'm not. I'm really not. I'm just an everyday normal person that loves clothes, but more importantly loves helping other people to sort of fall back in love with their wardrobe and love their own clothes and feel good in them, and that's what it's about.
But also I think it's learning for yourself, the colours.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I mean, somebody, I personally don't like the colour orange.
Yep.
Rather glad, because years ago when I had my colours done, it certainly wasn't on my palette.
Yeah.
So learning what shades of white, even there's so many of those, absolutely, aren't they? Absolutely draining if you put plain white on someone's skin, but if you tone it down through one of the whites, it's incredible the difference they
can make. It makes a difference. Yeah. Actually, when I do presentations and I take out my coloured drapes, everybody can see it, honestly. So if you put a good colour on somebody, you know, a colour that really enhances and highlights from underneath, their whole face lights up. And honestly, it can take years off as well. It does all those good things that we hear. If you put a colour on that doesn't work with somebody's skin tone or colouring, their hair colour, their eyes, etc., it can
look dowdy, can't it? Yeah, it can look really draining.
Yeah, it can make someone look ill. They look like they want a day off work, is what I usually say to somebody. Yeah. So if you want a day off work, wear this colour.
Oh, thank you. And you've partnered up with somebody, haven't you?
Yes, absolutely.
To see your videos. Yeah. They are brilliant. They're just so natural. They're really informative, and they're fun.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed. Yeah, really enjoyed watching them. I thought they were great.
Well, the idea of those is just to sort of give people the DIY version, if you like. So, you know, there's lots of styles out there. There's lots of shops out there. So what we're trying to do is sort of say, these are the key styles. These are the key colours. If you look like this, these are the sorts of things that will suit you. And try and sort of make it easy for people. So, and the videos are sort of 2 to 4 minutes long. So it's an easy kind of watch. Hopefully people aren't cringing at the screen at us because, you know, it's a whole different world,
no,
isn't it? Being in front of a camera.
No, and do you know why I think people will love it so much is because you are so natural, normal. I think people are fed, you know, people are a little bit fed up of the false side of things.
Yeah.
You know, I think most people are looking, that's why people are reaching out for YouTube and Facebook videos and all sorts. So I think, great. And I hope our listeners will click onto your website when you give them the website at the end.
I do as well, because one of the things that Kerry was saying at the beginning was she's not a snob over spending money on looking lovely.
Not at all. At all.
And you mentioned that you'd bought something with your weekly shop at Sainsbury's.
Oh, absolutely. So, yes, I was just telling people my outfit that I'm wearing today. I have a TK Maxx dress on. I have shoes from Sainsbury's, jewellery from a reasonably cheap brand, I won't mention names, and the whole thing together was about £65 for the whole outfit.
But so it looks $1 million because you've got it right.
Yeah. But that's what it's about. It's just about knowing what suits you and how to add things that are a bit more expensive if you need to, and how to put everything together, really. So, you know, knowing which accessories make a difference and whether you can tell whether something's real or not or whatever. You don't have to spend thousands on clothes. You really don't. And we all have to get up and get dressed every morning, don't we? So isn't it better to spend your money wisely on things that look good on you and feel good on you, but you don't have to spend hundreds on them? So I love shopping on a budget, honestly. It's one of my favourite things to do, is challenge
outlet centres.
Outlets. I mean, I do love TK Maxx and places like that are,
you see, a lot of people I know, they don't like it because you have to rummage.
Yes,
but that's why I love it.
Yeah, exactly. I think
if it's
your passion, if you love that kind of thing. See, I love all of that as well, and you find things and I get that real sort of wow, I've got this and it's a fantastic find, and you know, it's a label or it's not a label, it doesn't matter, but if it looks fantastic and you've only paid, you know, a little bit for it, fabulous.
When you're out, because you're so passionate about this, I can tell, but when you're out and about, do you see items of clothing and you think, I know that's going to suit somebody, and do you take a picture and send it to them?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I can't help myself, because I see things and I think, oh, that would really suit, and it'll be, you know, client, friend, whoever, and I think, I'll send that. Yeah, no, all the time I do that. I can't help but see things when I'm shopping, and I think of other people and think, oh, I know somebody that was looking for X, Y, or Z, or that would suit X, Y, or Z.
Or, you know, personal shopping. I imagine it's a wardrobe tidy, and I would cringe at the thought of someone getting into my wardrobe and moving stuff around in it.
It's not about, people always worry that they need to tidy their wardrobes and things like that. It's not about that at all. So it's really the helping people with their wardrobes is for me to be able to see their style, because you can see what people like and what people don't like by looking in their wardrobe, so you get an idea of their personality and what they like. And then it's about sort of helping them to organise that wardrobe so that they make more outfits out of what they've already got. So before you even hit the shops, shop your own wardrobe, because you may not have thought of wearing, you know, a top with those trousers, but also that skirt or that other dress. You could put this jacket with it, and the combinations of things that people haven't thought about. And I can make outfits and then just say, do you know what, if you just had a scarf that had those two colours in it, that would make that outfit really pop. Or it might be a pair of shoes that would go with 3 or 4 different things in your wardrobe, which again would just make something look more coordinated and more put together. And people, honestly, it's not about spending lots and lots of money. So yes, people go, oh my gosh, my wardrobe, but I'm not there to judge their wardrobes. I'm there to help them with their clothes. So I'm never bothered about states of wardrobes. I just say, leave them as they are. And if people want me to organise them afterwards, I will do. So I can go through, put them in, you know, order of item and order of colour and all that kind of thing. We take photographs of outfits that you can create so that you can remember them. Some people like to put little pictures in a little, you know, those little plastic things you get that you can put pictures in. So they put that on the inside of their wardrobe.
What
so
a good idea.
Nobody has given us that idea before.
That is a super idea.
It's really inexpensive.
I know you're listening to this. I want you to take this on board. Your green shirt with the beige trousers. Picture that one.
There we go. Pictures. And then, because the thing that people talk about is the what am I going to wear in the morning? It's that thought process, that headache of I'm going to my wardrobe. Oh, goodness, what do I need to wear today? If you've got pictures already, either wearing them or just lay them out on a bed or on, you know, some fabric, white fabric or something like that, then you just look at it and go, oh, I want to look like that today. And you know what top you're wearing with, what bottoms.
That's
with
genius.
What shoes.
You
know, it's almost,
it is,
you know,
and we all get genius. Dressed, Mandy. Yeah. Not one of us has got one of these on the wardrobe door.
No, you forget.
Really good idea.
We're so busy. We're so time short.
Exactly.
These days.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a brilliant idea. What about, do you have a set idea of how you think a wardrobe setup works best?
So,
or are we all so different it's impossible?
People are different, and it's, you can organise your wardrobes however you'd like them to be organised, but I generally organise things in terms of groups of items. So for instance, all my trousers will be together, all my tops will be together, all my dresses will be together, all my jackets will be together, whatever, and then in colour order.
Yeah.
Because for me, when I put outfits together, I think about colours.
Yeah.
So I'll think about that pair of trousers and I can wear it with this top, that top, or the other top. For people is, if you use your phones, take pictures. Again, lay it out on the bed. So when you buy something, go home. If you bought a new pair of trousers, I bought a new pair of red trousers the other day. Go home with the red pair of trousers and lay it out with the multiple tops that I can wear with it and the jewellery and the shoes if you want to. Take photos on your phone. And then when you're thinking, oh, what am I going to wear? You just look back over the phone and you've got your inspiration.
Do you know, this isn't just genius. This is wonderful. This is a whole new world to me. I think it's great.
It just makes life easy.
It does.
And that's what it's about.
That's not on your website. I make life easy for people. It should be. that is absolute genius.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody that does that. And I know some organised people as well, but they're not that organised, and it isn't that difficult to do.
No, it's not that difficult at all. And the stat that everybody talks about, and it is a real one, is that this is for women only, but we generally, in our lifetimes, will have spent a year of our lives deciding what to wear.
Or do what I do when you can't think of what to wear. Wear the same thing 3 days in a row.
And why not?
I have
it works,
done that.
And it looks great.
When I've been busy, yeah.
Yeah, but that's fine, isn't it?
But you could solve a lot of people's problems if they invested in time with you. You could definitely save a lot of problems.
I can genuinely see that, and you know, you'd give me confidence if you said, well, there's going to be some pictures and you're not in them looking a funny shape in this and this, but the colors will be there.
Yes, exactly, this is
a different concept of looking at your wardrobe color wise and how you may do with it, as opposed to, can I get into that outfit? Is it what I want to wear now? Great idea. Love it, love it, love it. I think that's really an interesting thing, and definitely you should have that on your website.
The other statistic, actually, and I'm sure you'll recognise this one, but it's the 80-20 one. So generally, most of us wear 20% of our wardrobes 80% of the time. So we have all those clothes that just sit there. And we've worked hard to earn the money to afford those clothes, and then they're not worn. So really, if you can be a little bit more organised, and also I advocate a capsule wardrobe, because then you've got things that mix and match, so you don't have to have lots and lots of clothes. You can have fewer clothes, but they all mix and match, so it will never look like you're
wearing the same
thing.
And that's on your website as well.
Yeah, so I do capsule wardrobe for people, you know, either as part of wardrobe consultation, or I can do it as part of style, or I can basically help people in any way they would like to.
What's your favourite area? If someone says to you, what really do your favourite thing to
my
wear?
Favourite thing is going into people's houses and being let loose in their wardrobes so that I can create these outfits for them and show them. So I love doing that. I mean, I love seeing people and helping them and showing them the colours and things like that. But actually seeing the clothes on people and helping them put together outfits is just so rewarding. And then I get emails from people saying, it's so much easier, or I feel so much more confident, or, you know, it's all of those things I absolutely love.
Do you know, Kerry, you've been an absolute joy, and we are coming to the end of this interview, which is such a shame, because Mandy and I have learned a lot, and Graham, well, you know, he's just he's making notes as we speak.
I help men as well.
Yes, you do. Yes.
Yep.
So can you give us your website so that people can get in contact with you?
Of course. Yeah, it's www.kerryellis.co.uk, and I'll just spell my name because it's slightly unusual. So it's KerryEllis. So there's two E's in the middle. So KerryEllis.co.uk. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. That's been very, very interesting, from two ladies sitting opposite you and a gentleman sitting beside you.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk, or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.